It's Cowboys-Eagles week. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about this rivalry is the second in command with the Cowboys. It's Stephen Jones. Good morning. How are you?
Music, how y'all doing?
We're okay. Doing great. Congrats on a big win over the Raiders.
Thank you. Thank you. Did y'all see where we won against them Vegas Raiders?
We did.
Did you see that? Was it televised?
It was.
Yes, of course.
We won big. We're on our ways to do great things. Daddy even let me sit next to him during the game.
Yeah, we saw that.
Thought you'd do that every game.
We're going to do all kinds of good things, despite Daddy being real distracted right now.
Why is he distracted?
Well, he's wanting to live his J.R. Ewing dream, and he done bought South Fork Ranch.
Really?
Yeah, he says he wants us to be the new Ewing family, and he bought us all cowboy hats. So we got to wear them now. Personally, I think Daddy just wants to wear a cowboy hat because he don't want nobody to know how bad his fake off-white toupee is.
Yeah, it's getting noticeable.
So he wants to bareback it under a cowboy hat. Hey, did you know that I got my head measured for the hat? You know what size my hat size is?
What?
14 3/4. I got a big old noggin.
Yeah, you do have a big old noggin.
Mama said it about ripped her apart 61 years ago.
Oh, dear. Gosh. We don't need to know that.
No.
Said they had to stitch her from tailbone to belly button.
Oh,
God,
that's
Steven?
Just a figure of speech.
She said it looked like she passed a 16-pound bowling ball with a squirrel body attached to it. But I like Mama a lot better than Daddy.
You do?
Yeah, she doesn't hit me as much as Daddy does.
Well, he shouldn't be doing that.
She just likes to drink her box of wine and sit on the couch watching her stories.
She likes to watch stories, huh?
Yeah, and the only time she really leaves the house is when Captain Rex takes her out on that Bravo Eugenia. You know, that's a fishing boat Daddy bought for her.
It's not a fishing boat.
Mama loves Captain Rex.
Okay.
He always pilots the boat shirtless. Mama loves it. Mama loves it.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear Daddy gave me a new little sister to spy on?
Well, it's an uncomfortable story. I don't know if that's the best way to say it.
I think it's uncomfortable. He celebrated a Super Bowl by getting some stewardess pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
The gate agent, I believe.
So Charlotte II was born like 28 years ago.
Oh, okay. Charlotte II.
We gave her a nickname now. We don't call her Charlotte II. We gave her a nickname Veruca because Jerry Jr. couldn't pronounce Charlotte II.
But he can say Veruca.
Yeah, he can't count to two like that. So we call her Veruca. But I like her because she don't lock her dirty clothes hamper.
Oh, my gosh.
Stephen, she's not living with you, is she?
Yeah, we have a Jack and Jill bathroom.
Oh, hey, okay.
Listen up now. I want you to pay attention now. This is positivity I'm getting into here.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a little bit of positivity. I need to make a big announcement.
Okay.
A big announcement, because I, Stephen Adolph Jones, made a big-time decision. And I hired somebody without even asking Daddy.
Oh, wow, I didn't know you could do that.
I'm asserting my authority.
Okay.
And he's a big-name hire, too. Big-name hire. I think it's going to make a lot of splash in the sport world.
Okay.
You want to talk to him?
Well, sure.
I got him right here. We just signed a contract. Hold on. I'm going to pass the phone to him. Now, you just hold on. I'm going to pass the phone over to him, and you're going to talk to him. Okay.
Okay. We got it. We got to pass the phone.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Who is this?
It's the Musers.
Who's this?
That's a good question. My name is Nico Harrison.
You've been hired by the Cowboys?
I have. Is your name Nico, too?
No, it's no. George and Greg.
What are you doing for the Cowboys?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm glad that you spent the time designing that question. It's a pretty interesting story. I was at a crochet book reading club skeet shoot with Rob Pelinka, and he asked me, "Would you ever be interested in attaching a baby alligator to your scrotum using Scotch tape and taunting, and I thought, maybe, would it probably, but, you know, maybe only if I could talk to Stephen Jones first.
Oh, gosh.
And he said I could arrange that, so I went out to coffee with Stephen, and Stephen asked me if I'd like to get an enema administered by Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank and Manny Machado, and I thought, yeah, I think so, probably. I mean, I don't know. Do I provide the gyno table for full access? Do I need to sign a DNR? You know, I don't, so many questions.
Yeah, right.
Well,
but,
what
ultimately I agree, yeah.
So what are your plans now with the Cowboys?
Wow, that's a fantastic question. Did Jesus travel forward in time to give you that question?
No, it's a pretty basic question.
You know, basic things. I'm just looking at trading Dak and CeeDee Lamb to Rob Pelinka for Bronny. And
oh, no, that would be terrible.
That'd be an awful deal.
I mean, I really don't care. As long as I get rid of most of the talent on the Cowboys roster, I'm fine.
That's your goal.
Yeah, basically, I'm just trying to see if I can set a world record by running two Dallas teams into the ground during the same season.
That would be quite a trick.
That's a fantastic comment you just made there. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that was great, George.
It's just so great that you said that to me right now.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
But, yeah, I just think that, you know, if Rob Pelinka asked me to do anything, I want to make it happen for him.
It sounds like it.
I mean, he's my Lord and Savior. What?
It's really weird.
He tricks me into touching him.
Okay. We don't need to talk about that.
Come on, Nico. Well, that's my new high. Can you believe it?
I guess. Congratulations.
Can you believe I got that? And you know how much he's working for? $20,000 a year. Rob Pelinka did the negotiation.
Wow. Okay.
Pelinka. I love it. I love it.
All right. Well, good luck, Stephen.
All right. Bye now.
Okay, bye. There goes Stephen and Nico, I guess, now working together.
Shocking news that we broke here on the ticket.
Yeah, amazing.